Hello and welcome to our second podcast. Awesome. Didding. Oh, my name is Neil Harper. Boom. Got that one in.
That's good. That's a good start.
I'm here with Joe.
Hiya.
We're going to be talking about Prisoners. Lovely little review. We'll talk about what we've seen in the last week.
Yeah.
Since when did we do that? That other one, and then we'll just jump straight into Prisoners. We'll be spoiler-free for a while.
Yeah, hopefully.
With Jake Gyllenhaal's Blinking Little Eyes, and...
That's spoilers.
And then we'll have a much more in-depth review, I think.
Yeah.
But you can tweet us at IncrediStranger. You can also email us at IncredibleStrangers.live.com.
So professional.
I know. And we'll start using it if we get followers, probably.
Maybe.
I've actually used Twitter a fair bit this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I looked at
multiple
Twitter.
Tweets.
Apparently.
I know what Twitter is.
Yeah. Apparently, I, in break in work, because it's only 10 minutes, I just put social networks on and pretend that I know what's going on in the world. Apparently, whenever I look at Twitter, I just have like a face that looks like I'm in pain. And I think that's just... I'm looking at the world. I'm scrolling through the Twitter feed, and I just look sadder and more upset. And
what is trending so
what
far?
What's trending? Dr. Brainwash. What's trending?
Dr. Brainwash.
Of Dr. Brainwash fame. That's a song. He linked me to it in the week, but because he only sent me a link to the song and no other sentence, I didn't reply. Nice. Listen to it, though, so...
Cool.
There you go. That's a thing that exists.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on.
That was on Friday, wasn't it?
It is
not Friday anymore.
It is Friday.
Oh my god, it's Friday. It was on a week ago today.
Yeah.
Oh Christ, that's a week.
That is a week ago. And I've still not seen the first one. That's why that's recording. Good. It took the internet for me to realise what that was.
Oh. Like, and it could have been recording anything, and you're just like, well, that's obviously doing something for a reason. I better not interrupt it.
I've not turned that on all week, I've not been downstairs. I watched the IT crowd on Monday, that's it.
There we go, that's on topic.
And whilst we're on that, have you seen anything this week, Joe?
I saw my own face inside out.
No. And your review?
I've seen better. I've seen better inside out faces. What was the film where they teleport the pig from the planet up to the spaceship and it turns up inside out?
No. Oh, Galaxy Quest.
Ah, I love Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest is amazing.
Was Alan Rickman in Galaxy Quest?
He is.
Yeah.
He plays, well, I guess, Spock.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah. It's Tim Allen. I'm not going to go look for it. I can't be bothered looking for Galaxy Quest, although I will be watching it this week.
You know what I watched last night?
What did you watch last night?
We Bought a Zoo. Good film.
It's really good. It's so heartwarming.
The kids are a little annoying.
It's kind of bollocks, but...
The little girl just sort of gets under my skin at times. She's like, "We Bought a Zoo!" I heard you the first time.
The little girl was in Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, she gets right under my skin, though.
With her boobs
and her pouty little face. Oh, the tiger's not healthy, Matt Damon.
Oh.
You know what to do.
I love the tiger.
Oh, but I'm not ready to let go yet because of the story. And then you do some development.
Do you know where the zoo was? Dover.
What?
Yeah, it's a real story.
Oh, I know it's a real story. Apparently they were in it at the end, but... I guess.
What, in...
In the zoo?
Yeah. Spoilers for Wee Boys.
Spoilers, there's a zoo. That's one of the problems I have with true stories, like at the end. Spoilers, if you're going to watch Wee Boys, I don't care.
It's been out 2 years.
Yeah. At the end of it, like, they open the zoo, and then no one's turned up to the zoo, so then they run down the road, and then the tree's in the way, and then everyone's there waiting for the zoo. But it's based on a real story, so I didn't think for a second that no one was going to turn up to the zoo. Like, that would have been a better story if that's how it ended. Oh, we just spent all our money on the zoo, no one showed up. Everyone's broke. Ruined my children's.
What, and then the tiger dies.
And then the tiger's dead.
A horrible view of the world.
Then that Scottish man goes and just kills loads of people.
with his beard.
Yeah.
Angus McFadden kills everyone.
It was like 127 hours. I couldn't watch that. Because it was like, oh my god, is he going to get out? Is he going to get out?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, the true stories. No,
I liked the guy, the sales guy selling him the house. And he's like, in the car, and he's like, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're gonna go get the house. We're going to go look at all the houses. And the kid's in the back of the car, and he just goes, our mum died. And the guy's pretty good. Yeah, we're going to buy the... Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, it's my first day. This is my first day. Oh.
What do you reckon that's... They started with the girl. Little girl's only lines were, my mum's dead.
Yeah, my mum died.
And they had to pad it out a little bit.
Maybe they rewrote the whole script. Maybe it was like supposed to be like a real emotional thriller. And then it became just a comedy at that point. Because she couldn't say the line seriously.
Oh, that's terribly photoshopped.
We bought Zoo, the poster.
Yeah.
Starring Matt Damon.
Look at Scarlett Johansson.
She was there when that was taken.
Just crop her in. Oh, which ones are terrible? Oh, the Bruce Willis one. People Google this. Is it Trespass?
Trespass? It's not Stolen.
No, it's not. That's the Nick Cage one.
Yeah. The Stolen starring Nick Cage.
Where's your bunny?
Where's your bunny?
Where's your bunny?
Where's my wife? Where's your bunny?
Oh, it's not working. There's one with Bruce Willis now where I think they photoshopped his face onto a suit.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It just cost too much for him to be in the room.
I like the idea that they took a picture of
the
suit.
Oh, no. There's a new Die Hard. The stupidest name you could have for it.
What is it? Is it number related?
No.
is it Died Hard? Is it gone? Or is it
Die Hardest?
Yes. Die Hard.
Oh, you just hope. Is that the last one?
No. It'll be Die Hardester next.
Die Hardester.
And then it's Die Harvester, but that's a different movie entirely.
Oh, wait. Where is it?
Die Harvester's just my vendetta against chain restaurants.
Oh, I can't find it. It's not Surrogates. Assassination of a High School President.
What? High School President? Yeah. We've gone horrendously off topic.
We have. I think it's your fault.
Probably is.
I can't. I don't know what film it is. I'm very upset that I can't find it because I really want to.
It's
see.
In for any.
It's like it, yeah. It's the crappy ones that are in.
It's in Tesco at the moment.
Yeah, it's like a pound. I've done. Looking at The Fifth Element, I'm sad.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't like that film. Internet,
take that internet. I didn't mind Fifth Element.
I like Gary Oldman in Fifth Element. I don't like Fifth Element.
Who is the guy in it? Is he from Alien? Is he the doctor from Alien?
Ian Holm.
Yeah.
He's also Bilbo Baggins.
That's the one.
Yeah, Ian Holm. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I liked him in it. I like these people in this movie. Oh, man. We're very off topic again.
We are so off topic. Yeah, so I think we're on to me now. We bought the zoo over.
Oh, I also saw Cloud Atlas.
Oh, yeah. What is Cloud Atlas like? I actually want your opinion on this because I've not seen it, and I based on your review of it, I might see.
Yeah.
Is it weird?
Yeah. I'm helped by the fact that I like all the actors in it,
mm-hmm.
except maybe. The one I can't remember the name of.
Ben Whishaw.
No, the other one. Exactly.
Is it Ben Whishaw?
It's not.
Tom Hanks.
No, it's not. It's not Halle Berry and it's not Jim Broadbent. And it's not the Asian lady, but I don't know her name. But it's the other guy and it's not Hugo Weaving. This isn't helpful.
Hugo Weaving's in it.
Hugo Weaving's in it, yeah.
I might go see Hugo Weaving's in it.
But he plays like... his characters are the most mental. Did I tell you about the old people home one? where he's like in Halle Berry's
story.
Oh
my god, they've all got so many fucking...
Oh yeah, yeah, they all play names. Like nine people.
Jim Sturgis,
yeah.
He's Jim Sturgis.
Yeah, he was hard to follow him, because when he's got loads of makeup on, he doesn't look like him, and it was really hard to work out who he was in his story. Like, he was playing...
Hugh Grant?
Yeah, Hugh Grant's in it, yeah. What? Jim Sturgis was playing Asian lady's love interest in her story. I should know Asian lady's name. What's her name? Is she Asian? Please be Asian.
Duna Bay.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was only in the last scene that I realised that guy was him. So I'd got
right,
the whole
thing, so you went through the whole... I see, yeah. So it's basically what everyone's saying, it's difficult to follow.
Yeah, it's difficult
to follow. But if you're invested in it, it's worth it.
Definitely watch it a second time, which I haven't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but the bit that was annoying is when it's split in between the scenes. I think I mentioned it to you, and it's because it's all directed by different directors,
right.
By different people. They'll be split in between a comedy scene with Jim Broadbent, and then the serious bits with Halle Berry and the other bit. And Hugo Weaving's playing an assassin trying to catch Halle Berry, and a female nurse trying to chase down Jim Broadbent at the same time, and it's just mental.
Right, so the tempos.
Yeah,
or...
yeah. But it's a good film.
I find that I'm watching like VHS and stuff like that. All that horror compilation films,
yeah.
And you'd always find that the tempo is always off with it. It's really quite strange. Oh, that was Wachowski.
Yes, yeah.
That's Hugo Weaving.
Two Wachowskis and a third director. They've got
Tom Tykwer.
I believe, according to the IMDb page, it's the only film with three directors credited equally.
No, we know all this stuff. The internet's just...
There's the internet. Just
yeah, we're just remembering, refreshing. Okay. I can't think of everything at once. So on to myself. I've been watching a lot of Breaking Bad, I have to admit. I'm trying to catch up still. It's so awesome.
Well, everyone in work shouts at me for having never watched Breaking Bad.
It's different.
Is it?
The first series to the fifth is just ridiculously different. Bryan Cranston is just fantastic in it.
I like him as an actor.
It's because he starts off as the chemistry teacher who's just quite ordinary, quite mundane. And the character transformation of a five series is how do you get from that to a psychopathic...
Well,
drug dealer. It's unbelievable.
I saw a scene on YouTube. I don't know if it's spoilersy, so I won't mention. But he it's the one where he goes, like, "I am the one who knocks." Or something like that.
Yeah.
It means nothing to me. But I've seen a spoof trailer where they try and make it a rom-com.
Oh yeah.
With Jesse. it's why don't you go get another monkey? I don't want another monkey. I want you. But even that, like the little bits like that, it's hugely different. He looks like Hal in the first season.
He does, yeah.
It looks like a Malcolm in the Middle.
I kind of guess that's what that helps, though.
Oh, yeah.
You go, oh, look, that's Hal from... Oh, my God, what's Hal doing?
Why, Hal?
He's even wearing no pants.
Good. Yeah, he is. He wears no pants.
So I've watched a lot of that. I also watched the final episode of Dexter ever.
Mm.
And it's got to be the single most disappointing end to a series ever.
You tell me why, and I'll tell you worse.
Well, I'm not going to delve into it with spoilers and everything, because I don't want to mess up anyone's
Lost in the
enjoyment.
Heroes and Flash Forward.
Well, Flash Forward's kind of a different one. We kind of knew that was going off the rails a bit.
From episode two.
Well, no.
No, actually, when 50 Cent. Was it 50 Cent? Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Timberland.
It's Timberland.
So when Timberland loses the gun, everyone just goes, okay.
I got my rappers mixed up.
The 50 Cent's an escape plan.
Because he's, yeah. Because
I loved that trailer so much.
I hope it's just called We Built a Prison, you know?
My mom's dead.
He can escape from
I don't care. Get down.
Any prison built by man. This one was built by a 5-year-old girl. Well, this is where I put the lava, and this is where I put the lake of death. What's in the lake of death? Puddles.
I really want to see that film.
The Leg of Death, or
the Leg of Death, especially when that goes into production, I'll be first in the line. No, Escape Pod. Yeah. I really want to see it.
I don't want to see Escape Pod
because I don't know whether Stallone wrote it.
I don't think Stallone knows what's happening anymore. I think
he mentally checked out a while ago.
I think it's someone like else has control of what he does.
He got an Oscar and just went, you know what, fuck it, I'm fine.
You know,
the guy's in Mensa and he's doing a film called Escape Plan.
He's not in Mensa, someone lied.
What?
Oh dear. What you got?
Creed.
Starring Creed.
Stallone. There's Rocky Balboa. So, I assume it's a film about Apollo Creed.
I think it's about Creed, the rock band.
But if it is, then they all look really old.
Apollo, maybe.
And Apollo Creed. Sorry, spoilers for Rocky IV. If no one's seen Rocky IV, I can't believe I've got. Yeah, Apollo Creed dies, so it's got to be kind of an origin story, I'm guessing.
Well, everything's an origin story now. Batman's coming out soon. Not the movie, the game.
The game, yeah. Arkham Origins.
Mm.
Yay.
What else have you seen?
I'm going to get back to Dexter because I really didn't like... It's like... Well, at least with Lost, they kind of... It was a... It wasn't a massive... Fuck you to the audience.
Well,
it's kind of like... They crash on it and it's... You could see. No, I'm not gonna say. But you could see they were building it up, and they were just throwing things out there. Yeah. Like they had no idea how they were gonna end it.
No, yeah.
With Dexter, they end it.
Right.
And then there's a scene after it, which completely just ruins an entire series.
It sounds like the way you're describing it. It sounds like the end of Castaway, and then. He goes and finds Wilson. It's like, oh, well, that was rubbish then.
Yeah.
There's Wilson. Great.
And I don't know whether they got cancelled halfway through or they knew it was the end of the series.
Did they get cancelled or did they stop?
I kind of hope they got stopped. But
They got stopped.
Sorry, I kind of hope they just stopped.
They decided,
Eight seasons is enough.
Was it eight, was it?
Yeah. The last season that was any good was six.
Ah, right.
And it kind of was going downhill from there, which is what makes me think it may have got cancelled.
Yeah.
But if it just ended, then that's fine. But they ended it on such a weird moment. Well, because he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
And by the end, there's nothing to do with any of the people he's killed.
Okay, what?
So like, you'd think that like, the final few episodes would be the police are catching up to him or something like that.
Yeah.
No, they're catching up to his girlfriend. Mm. So he's just a bystander in his own thing. He's just trying to go.
Right.
And it doesn't...
Just doesn't work.
It doesn't work on any level. And, it's just horrible. Ah, disappointment. Anyway, I have also watched
It's
Horror Movie Month.
And we're on day four.
We're on day four.
So
yes.
You've seen four.
I have seen four horror films this week. And tips for anyone also attempting to do this. Don't watch horror movies on a train. Because I watched... I'll go through them in a bit. But I got to watch The Grudge. On a train, and the first half hour is fairly scary.
Right.
Well, it's kind of jumpy.
Yeah.
And it's rush hour on a train.
Yeah.
So I'm like elbowing people.
just to apologise. Just like give.
No, it's fine. I'm watching The Grudge.
Just.
I don't think that's a good excuse.
No, just give them a headphone. You use like the cabley headphone. Stick one in yours.
Well, it's like I felt really bad because people were trying to do work next to me. And I'm just sitting there watching The Grudge jump in.
What train do you get on that work is possible?
It's on the way back, I've no idea. And I also watched... yesterday I watched Hostel on a train.
Mm-hmm.
I think people think thought...
Is gross.
What?
Apparently something about an Achilles tendon is gross.
Oh, I quite like that bit. But I mean, I like it because of the effects. Because it's a really small budget film.
Right.
And it's done... It's a good film.
Yeah.
But no, I'm watching it, and people must be thinking I'm watching some sort of snuff film. Because it's just the first 20 or so minutes is just them trying to fuck people in Bratislava or whatever. It's terrible advert for going to Slovakia, by the way.
I don't think it was paid for by the Slovakia.
I was looking in the. Oh, I watched the entire credits just to see if they did it. They made no mention.
I'd love it if it actually was. Like they go, oh, I have this is my Slovakian. I have gotten to the point where I hate European tourists. What can we do to stop that? I don't know why. It's quite evil.
There are too many people coming to Slovakia. Let's
it's
make...
the gist of it. Yeah.
Let's make put a torture yeah. film. Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe.
Imagine if they put it in Canada. No one would go there. Does anyone go to Canada?
I think people go to Canada.
I've not been to Canada.
You're not old people.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not old people.
You're every woman.
I was going to say I've not been to Scotland.
It's all in you.
So it's all. I'm every woman. What, all
did
in
you
me.
Compare Scotland to Canada?
Well, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Kind of different.
Ooh, yeah.
A little bit different.
I guess it's sort of like north of a country. I'm in England, yeah. And Scotland's my Canada. It's my personal Canada.
They're connected by the love of maple syrup.
And they've got a large French-speaking contingent. You know how the Scottish love
the French? Yeah, the Scottish love the French. Yes, so Hostel on a Train, don't do that.
That sounds like a movie in itself.
Hostel on a Train, that might be the fourth one coming out, I don't know.
It's probably the train you get on.
Well, I'm going to be watching Cabin Fever the end of this month, I think. Right. I've got plugged in for. But so kind of want to see how Eli Roth kind of goes forward. Because I've not seen Possession of Emily Rose.
Did he direct that?
I have no idea. I've not seen that, but I mean, he started with Cabin Fever, and then did Hostel.
Right.
And I'm guessing they're both quite gory, but some of the effects are very, very good. I've also seen, I watched The Exorcist first. Ooh. That was the first one I watched. It's very dated.
The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that should be expected.
I mean, there's still quite creepy scenes in it, but it was only okay. I liked it, but it was only okay.
Yeah.
It seems to be done for shock value.
What else has there been?
What do you mean?
Other than The Exorcist.
I watched Misery today.
I don't know what that is.
Misery.
Yeah.
Actually,
out of the ones you mentioned, that's the one I've not heard of at all.
Really? Yeah. James Caan, Kathy Bates. James Caan's a writer. And he gets... he has a car accident. And
who's James Caan? What's he been in? The Godfather. Face.
Spoilers for The Godfather. He gets, you know, the guy with all the bullets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
James Caan.
Yeah. The
guy with all of the bullets.
Yeah, he's got a lot of bullets.
I'll just cut that. Yeah, James Caan in an accident. Kathy Burke's his number one fan. She starts looking after
God,
him.
Oh, God, I've seen that.
Yeah.
He's in the wheelchair and he can't get out of the house.
Yeah, he's trapped in the house.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Misery. I didn't know that was that film.
That's Misery.
Is that a horror film?
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's
in
like,
my head, I thought that was Robert De Niro.
It's given me... That's Silver Linings Playbook.
No, that's other guy. Oh, no, that is Robert. Yeah, Robert.
I don't know. It gave me the creepiest moment out of all four films.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates saying, I'm going to put bullets in a gun, and it just... Oh, it's still giving me shivers.
I always put that... I saw that when I was a kid. Why did I see that when I was a kid? I don't think my parents liked me very much. I think they just showed me that. Maybe I like the snow too much. That's what I remember about that film. The cabin in the snow.
Yeah.
And him being trapped in the house. And there's the bit where he's trying to leave and she's coming back from the store or something.
Yeah.
And she sits him in front of a typewriter for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got to try and write a new novel.
Yeah, but to fit her.
It's her. She wants him to
she
write
wants,
for
yeah,
her.
She
right.
wants, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very unsettling.
Yeah. Okay, I know that film now. I didn't know that was that film. can't.
Yeah. Oh, and that's going to happen throughout this month. It's all on Twitter. Because I'm tweeting. Yeah, there's like 50 tweets in the last 4 days.
That's a mental. Lot of tweets.
I'm mental. Well, it's just, I just, it's fun to do. Like cheesing.
It's like cheesing.
It's fun to do.
What's next on the list of your horror?
Tomorrow I'm watching House of the Devil, which I don't think you'll have heard of, because it's quite a... I wouldn't say it's an indie one. It's Ty West.
You probably haven't heard of that film.
I'm a horror hipster. I'm a horror hipster.
You are.
You probably wouldn't know it. Yeah, watch your host. That's Ty West is one of the directors in VHS.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of like that. That's all on Twitter. I'll be doing that throughout this month at Neil Harp. Because I'm cool. Because I'm cool. And hopefully no more train journeys. I can see it ending terribly if
I like the idea someone comes up like...
Like someone on a train is just going to go, just stop.
Like he sits by... Maybe you could make a train friend. Like maybe you'll watch them
by
together.
Watching a horror film.
Like he'll be sitting by you and he'll go, "Oh, I like this film." And then you'll offer...
The way you did that made me think he's going to stroke me or something.
Ooh, I like this
film. I like
film.
This film.
Yeah. It'll be sore, and he'll get a tool bag out, and he'll go, "Oh, I like this film. It inspired me." And you'll go, "Oh, are you a carpenter?" And he'll go, "Somewhat, yes. I create contraptions of a sort. You should come back to mine and watch the film, and then we'll never hear from you again."
Yeah.
Because you'll have such a great time, you'll never want to leave.
Then tweets along with the all you have.
Going to stranger's house to watch some...
What could possibly go wrong? Oh, that was it.
YOLO.
Yeah, so let's move on to Prisoners, where we'll speak for spoiler free. For a while, and then we'll just jump into...
Then we can't discuss it all without them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fairly difficult to talk about it without...
Aside from just the basic plot and what we thought about it without spoilers, it's going to be difficult. Let's give it a go.
Well, we shall try. We shall see how long we can get out of it. Joe, what did you think about Prisoners?
Oh, it wrecked my head.
Oh. In a good way?
Yes.
In a sexy...
Oh, yeah, in a sexy, sexy way. Watch Prisoners is... I don't know, without spoiling it. Without spoilers, no spoilers allowed.
I think you can go...
Yeah.
Without spoilers for a bit, because it's...
It's just really, really good.
Yeah.
Can we get at least the premise in? Can I?
Oh, yeah, you can set the premise. Well, anything... Have you seen the trailer for it?
I've not seen the trailer for it. Oh.
Well, basically, the premise is the two kids go missing.
Oh, I can get to that point, that's fine.
You can get... Well, because that's the first 15 minutes.
That's
something.
What I mean, yeah, I didn't know.
It's a really quick setup.
Yeah.
It's like, I was expecting them to draw out for the first, and the first, like, 45 minutes would
but
it's not.
I was so worried when, it's not Trevor Nelson.
Trevor Nelson.
That's just the...
Terrence Howard.
There we go. When he's there playing the trumpet, and like, it's sort of, I get it, it's building up chemistry, their mates and their buddies and everything. Mm-hmm. And then the kids come in and the kids are singing, and I'm like, I don't want a kid film. I don't need that. But that was later on, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's really good."
It's established really quickly, and it's actually really well done.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film. Mm-hmm. Go and see it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Some fantastic performances. Some
Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay, the debate: does he blink? I don't think he blinks ordinarily.
I don't think he blinks ordinarily. I actually checked this before.
Okay.
And I literally just typed into Google Jake Gyllenhaal blinking. And they were all about Prisoners.
So I think
it was a character thing. Well,
it's
was kind of
really
like
good character thing.
It was every time like kids or something. Every time he was kind of irritated.
I like the bit.
We'll save it for spoilers. Yeah, just kind of, we'd like to write it down.
I'll write that down. Yeah,
I haven't got a pen.
That's useless. I've got a notepad and pen in my pocket, so I don't need your notepad. Your flimsy woman pad.
It's not woman pad. It's red.
It's
red. Awesome.
That's
fine. Oh, I can't have a black one because then I can't tell which one's which.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's that.
Okay. Alright. It's fine.
I don't know how to spell Gyllenhaal.
G-Y-L-L-E-N.
I don't care enough. I wrote G. yeah, no, I really super enjoyed Prisoners. I was expecting it to be good because I like Hugh Jackman. Jake Gyllenhaal, as far as I'm concerned, is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not ever upset me as an actor. I don't think I know a lot of what he's in.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Donnie Darko.
I didn't even know that was him. I've watched Donnie Darko once, and it was when I was a teenager. Obviously,
I'd watch it again. It's a good film.
Is it? Mm. Is it on your list?
No, it's not a horror film.
Oh, okay.
I've got it. If you want it?
No, not really. Is he the kid in Donnie Darko?
He's the kid. Yeah. I like the fact that it's Maggie Gyllenhaal as well, plays his sister.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice little touch.
I don't know a lot of Jake Gyllenhaal. I didn't know what to expect from him.
He's in Prince of Persia.
He's in Prince of
I had to stop that halfway through. I couldn't do it.
No, I don't know enough of what he's in. So
Ben Kingsley being typecast as
British man,
as Noah's almost Arabian guy.
Ben Kingsley, yeah, he has,
because
yeah.
He's the Mandarin,
Arabian bad guy.
Yeah.
What else is there in that film? Oh, is it Paul Dano?
Paul Dano's amazing.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Who's the creepy guy from Batman? Who's only cast?
I've no idea, but he is. Yeah, he plays creepy. I assume he's just called Creepy Guy.
Just loads of good bits.
It's a really fantastic film. It's 2.5 hours, and I didn't know that to start with, and I thought, oh, this is gonna drag, I didn't feel like it did that at all. I felt it was. I mean, there are slow bits in it, but everything felt needed. Everything felt like it should have been there.
I remember.
Which makes you wonder what they cut out.
Well, I read an interview which said the original edit was 3.5 hours long, and they cut it down.
I'd have happily watched that film.
I didn't know they cut it down to 2.5. I figured they cut it down to 1.5.
Mm.
And in my head, when I went to see the film, I thought, I'm going to look for bits that they've cut out. There were a lot of quick fades. I think that was stuff that was cut out.
Mm-hmm.
But 2.5 hours it was, and it didn't feel it.
No.
And I'd have stayed. If it was 3.5 hours, I'd have stayed for the extra hour.
Well, that's what I'm hoping whenever it comes out.
If it comes out and it comes
on
out
on DVD or Blu-ray,
I want to know what didn't get in, and I want to know why it didn't get in. I want a reason.
I guess it's nobody's going to sit through a 3.5 hour film.
They will if it's that good. Watch this film.
Well, the only one that's done it properly is, I guess, Gone with the Wind. But you don't see films 3 hours long now.
You've got to want to focus on this one though. If you put it on in the background,
It's not a background. No, you don't put it on the background. But it's one of those things that I think if you do have it on the background, you'll stop what you're doing. It grabs your attention.
Yeah, I did that with Cloud Atlas the other night. Yeah. But, I'll do some work and I'll
No.
No, you don't.
When you've got seven stories to focus on.
But yeah, Christ. I'm trying to think of just little things that I liked about it that won't spoil anything. Have you got anything?
I'm just on performances, really. But I mean, we'll save that for spoilers because I kind of want to go into
Hugh Jackman.
A few things there.
Generally does anger pretty poorly for me. Like
really? Well, that's pretty much Wolverine.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and it's so whenever
that's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever Hugh Jackman does angry, I go, oh, here he goes, mm-hmm. hamming it up again. I like Hugh Jackman, but just when he does that, but in this film, because of the way it was anger mixed with sad, and he surprised me on how good he was.
Yeah, I've not seen him in
a super serious film for a long time.
I've not seen him. I saw Wolverine.
Wolverine.
I liked Wolverine.
What was the other one he was in? Real Steel.
Real Steel is one of those films, but I like Real Steel.
I guess that maybe.
But I don't know whether he's been typecast as Wolverine because he can play that role so well. It's a very big change of pace.
What was the one he sang in? I've forgotten.
Les Mis.
It's probably a spin-off.
I've not seen Les Mis.
I think it's the same.
I've not seen Australia. I assume that's another series.
maybe
serious film that he's in. I never saw it because I heard terrible, terrible things about it.
I don't like Australia.
Did you see it?
The country.
Controversial.
I've never been.
He's in The Prestige. I need to see that again.
Oh god, yeah, he's actually quite good in The Prestige.
I can't remember The Prestige that well, but I knew it was a mind fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't remember anything. Is it Van Helsing?
Yeah.
That's, do you see, that's typecast.
I've seen
that, that's typecast.
Actually, that's probably it. When I think of Hugh Jackman, I don't think of The Prestige, I think of Van Helsing. So I don't think of Prisoners, I think of X-Men.
Right, okay.
But he can do both just as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought his name was on the posters because he was the draw. And it'd be like, oh, Hugh Jackman will do a performance in this film with him.
Whenever I saw it, there was all of them.
Yeah.
Like, it was Terrence Howard was there as well. Maria Bello was there. Mm. Yeah, all the names, because they've all won.
Yeah, because they've all done stuff.
They've all won. Right. Well, not all been nominated for Academy Awards and stuff like that. The only one that hasn't is Paul Dano, and I'm very, very shocked by that.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he has anyway, unless he got one for The Will Be Blood.
Yeah. To be fair, he probably won't get anything for that film, but
and no, he's
get,
not.
He will get work.
Well, it was the thing that even when. Is this going?
Write it down.
He's not in it for a bit of the film.
Mm, yeah.
But he's maybe in it for 45, 50 minutes.
Probably, yeah.
It's kind of why it says, and Paul Dano.
Yeah.
All these characters, and Paul Dano. I was really sad when he wasn't on screen.
It was just...
Like, I kept going back and going, oh, why isn't there more Paul Dano?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Not seen Ruby Sparks, which is the film that he's...
Is that his thing?
That's his lead.
No, Little Miss Sunshine is the one I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know it was him.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's in Looper as well.
Is it Looper?
Yeah.
No, I have seen that, but I wouldn't recognise him.
He's the guy, he's...
Oh, no, I haven't
Joseph seen Gordon-Levitt's friend.
No, I haven't seen Looper, I've seen Jumper. That's shit.
Very different film. Watch Looper. Why haven't you seen Looper? Looper's amazing.
Because they put makeup on him, and they didn't need to do that, is the reason. Don't put makeup on actors.
I don't know why they did it to Joseph Gordon-Levitt and not to Bruce Willis.
Yeah, they're acting apart. I'll go along with that. Oh, they don't look together, but they're the same person.
But
well, they aren't the same person.
There'll be people that will say, if they're the same person, why don't they have the same colour eyes?
I can get contact lenses. Just don't fuck up his nose. I don't get why Joseph Gordon-Levitt's nose wasn't the same as Bruce Willis's nose when they're the same person. Because they're not the same person in life, is the reason. You know, so that bugged me. I didn't like that for some reason. Like, I thought it was condescending, and I felt personally insulted by the makeup.
Would you think it would
have
been better if it was a father-son acting?
No, they could have been the same person.
Because the only one that I can think of is John Boyd and Angelina Jolie, and I would watch that film.
No, you'd go Andy Garcia and Mark Strong easily.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
no, because they're both the same age.
You'd have to
pretty much
probably yeah.
You'd have to like put Guy Pearce makeup on him in Prometheus.
Just cast an old guy.
Why is Guy... I want to know why
just
Guy...
Just cast an old guy. We've got a character called Old Guy.
Why?
Should we cast Guy Pearce? No! Put John Voight in.
Oh, go away, battery settings. I like Confidential. I need to see that as well. Go away. Yeah, all right. Sorry, we've lost IMDb.
That's fine.
Where will all of our information
come from? We'll have to learn stuff.
Oh, no! Yeah, a lot of this is just going to be... So who is that? Is it? Oh, I don't remember.
That's fine, I can do that.
I've no idea.
Does that mean we can spin into spoiler territory then?
I think we can go into spoilers now unless there's anything else you want to...
I don't think you can talk a lot about Prisoners. The only thing without spoiling Prisoners you can say is go and see Prisoners.
If you have 2.5... I was... Actually,
if you don't have 2.5 hours free, go and see it and then apologise for being late. To
It's something that you should plan and go to. Mm. Well, that was what I was going to say. I had a meeting on Thursday
yeah.
before going into uni, and I just thought, I've got 2.5 hours. And I'd like check to see where if Prisoners was on.
Yeah.
And it was on slightly too late. It wasn't, oh. Runner's on.
No.
I'm not going to go see Runner. yeah, so go and see it is yes. My verdict. Go and see it is yours as well.
Yeah, I don't want it to be to sound like we're just, oh, we love Prisoners, we don't. But I can't.
I especially love Prisoners and yeah, prisons.
And prisons, I do. Mark Wahlberg's a producer, so go and see it for that.
Oh, he was supposed to be in it.
Oh, let's bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the original cast?
The original cast was Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale with Bryan Singer directing. Yeah.
And Bryan Singer has done...
X-Men.
Right, okay.
I think it's Bryan Singer. Damn it, IMDb.
We'll go with that.
I think it is.
I think that Mark Wahlberg was Jake Gyllenhaal and Christian Bale was Hugh Jackman.
I think the other way around.
You think the other way around. Why do you think that?
Because Mark Wahlberg played the dad role in... he played the dad role in Lovely Bones. Which I don't know whether you've seen or not.
No,
it's a similar premise.
Yeah, yeah.
The
kid goes missing. It's a book thing. Yeah, I know.
That was quite a good film, actually. And he played that very well, because before that he was kind of... I think he did Max Payne around the same time.
Yeah.
And he was the whole big action film guy.
Yeah.
And he played an actual role, and it was very good. And I think he could pull that off again, whereas Christian Bale can do the authority. Christian Bale, he just fits the role better, I think, as the cop. Or he would have done.
A good thing to note... whether it would be Christian Bale or Mark Wahlberg, in my head, I reckon Gyllenhaal did it better than I could have seen either of them do it. I didn't know what to expect from him.
No, neither did I.
I don't know a lot of his previous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put Mark Wahlberg in it, I know what I'd expect. And it would probably be along the same lines as The Departed. Or Pain and Gain, obviously. Dun, or Ted Stone. Go. Yeah, and if you put Bale in it, I'd have just been waiting for the Batman.
Where are they?
That would have been it.
I can't believe he doesn't like my business card.
He doesn't like my car. Hey, Paul.
He likes Paul Allen more than mine.
What's with all the paper on the floor? You got a pooch or something?
No,
Huey Lewis in the news. That's the reason I like them.
I like them because I watched that after all the Batman stuff.
Mm.
And I did forget he was Batman. He can do that.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a great actor.
So I think he could probably pull that off.
That's what Batman hasn't helped him with. People have forgotten that he's a good actor.
Yeah.
You gotta go back and watch his old stuff.
Well, whenever I was watching Batman, I was thinking, that's the kid from Empire and the Sun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think...
And no, Batman, I don't mean John Malkovich.
No.
John Malkovich is Batman. That is the best film I can imagine.
No, I think the first time I saw Christian Bale was Batman Begins. And it was only since then I've watched things
Prestige.
Like, I didn't see that first. I saw that recently.
Oh.
Prestige, what was the machine? I was going to say, what was the one where he's the machinist?
Machinist. I've still not seen The Machinist. I need to. I've got
just
it.
So good, that film. And
after this month.
Yeah,
after this month, there's a film. It's film fest.
And what else? Yeah, and just everything he's been in, and American Psycho.
Mm-hmm. He's not been too much.
He's been a lot. You'd be surprised. When you do the IMDb page search, he's been in quite a few films, and he's earned the reputation.
In
every film he's done.
The only one I remember that's horrible is Terminator Salvation. I don't like that film.
Yeah, but you can imagine how much he got paid. At some stage, I start to just go, I bet they got paid loads for that.
Yeah, fair. That was the Mark Wahlberg thing is what we were on.
Because if you think about Hugh Jackman's character, that can't be Mark Wahlberg. He can't pull that off, not well enough.
What, the beard?
The beard. The sad dad,
He does it in The Lovely Bones.
I guess if you say, I've not seen Lovely Bones. So
he can do it in that. He can't, I don't think he can do all the shouty stuff
Yeah.
without people, like, referring to Ted or something.
It has to be the other way around. There are bits in, not spoilers, just this is things that happens, where Gyllenhaal's in the car, Gyllenhaal's the detective. He's outside the house, and then Hugh Jackman comes out, and he's through the window or sitting in the car, and Hugh Jackman's telling him what to do.
Yeah.
That's Bale telling Wahlberg what to do. That's why I think, I don't think Mark Wahlberg could
but I don't be think, the other guy. I think Christian Bale's slightly too unhinged to play a dad.
Okay, maybe.
I think if he's shouting, he's shouting genuinely.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I was reading, researching this, because why not?
Yeah.
And apparently, Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal were fighting constantly.
Good, yeah.
No, that, like, they forced themselves to try and hate each other just so they could get the role right in the film. Which I think is...
I like that. Yeah,
yeah, that's mental.
I hope they're friends now.
just
like they don't and like
cut,
anymore.
I'm so sorry!
You better find my daughter. And cut. I really like the performance in that.
So do you have a beard specialist?
Who cut your beard? Who told you how to blink so well? We should move on to
the problem I have with him is he's got the Ellie Goulding hair.
Who's this?
Jake Gyllenhaal. He's got the side.
No, I like the hair.
Really?
Yeah, I like the hair. Because it was...
This is the gayest conversation we'll have.
Because it did the cool slick back bit for when he needed to be professional.
Oh, but
the
he was
came
the
down
strands.
When he needed
yeah.
it to, you know, when yeah. he was getting in a ruckus.
That was so fixed. It's like so much is put, and this goes here.
And Jake, put your ruckus hair on. Oh, sorry. are we having a tough? Ooh. Where are the children? Ooh.
Right, okay, let's actually get into spoilers now.
Okay.
Spoilers for Prisoners. Pause this and then go and watch Prisoners.
And then
go and watch it again because it's so good. Mm. And then come back and press play again. Right, so spoilers. And I think you have a point.
I had one point, and it was just to do with the reason I liked Jake Gyllenhaal in The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone to Creepy Guy from Batman's house. Yep. And Creepy Guy from Batman's house, they think, has killed the kids.
Just clarify, the Batman guy.
Batman guy. In the Dark Knight...
The guy that Batman interrogates.
No, Harvey's flipping the coin. But it's always heads.
Oh, yeah, 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 I remember that. Yeah. The guy with racial doors on his...
There we go.
...thing. The creepy guy and everything he's in.
Basically, yeah, the creepy guy. So they get to the place... And Jake Gyllenhaal's got his... You know, he's got him now. He's done the detective stuff. He's got this guy. And it's the interrogation on the doorstep that I like. And he says something like, you know, you've been buying a lot of clothes. And
oh, that's genuinely creepy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, his house is just...
His house is appropriate. And he's through the door thing. He's like, yeah, is it a crime to buy clothes? And he laughs and he goes, but they're children's clothes, man. And then the other guy laughs. He goes, well, you know, I can't afford to be. And then it's just so serious instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, mm-hmm. why are you buying kids' clothes?
Yeah.
It's the turn of... it changed the whole atmosphere of the conversation for it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a sort, oh, he's going to get it out of him. And they just went snap and was serious. I really liked that bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a big fight and it was good.
Yeah. Well, that entire scene is so unsettling. Like, I'm sitting there in the seat going,
yeah, yeah. There's a lot of the film is unsettling.
Dramatic. No, that scene's actually...
That scene stands out from it.
Yeah. Because of all the mazes on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Whoever was in charge of set design.
Yeah,
get a promotion.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, well done, you.
You deserve kudos.
Mm, yeah.
Well, I think... No, it's just that. He's got the book. It says, finish the puzzles and you can leave.
Yeah.
And, he's... like, really crudely drawn writing. And it's got the snakes in the...
He's opening up the luggage and he's using a crowbar to crack off the locks.
Because you think it's dead kids.
Yeah, he flips open the box and there's kids' clothes just covered in blood. And he lifts up the clothes and it's just snakes. And then he gets into the next one, there's more snakes, and there's just snakes everywhere.
That was the prequel to Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes in boxes.
Snakes in my hand luggage.
Snakes in my hand luggage.
Who put these motherfucking snakes in my motherfucking hand luggage?
It was the creepy guy.
The only thing missing from that was the guy laughing maniacally. Maybe that was overkill. Maybe that tips it over.
It made sense that he was pooping himself while face down on the floor.
Mm.
That was a good Gyllenhaal bit as well, when he gets the guy and arrests him. I don't know. I think maybe Gyllenhaal's performance wasn't that impressive if you know what he does. But I didn't. I wasn't expecting it to be great. And it was really good.
He wasn't given too much to do, I don't think, really.
No, that's a lot.
He's in it a lot, but yeah. He investigates the kids. But there's the one bit that I can't remember who he's talking to, but he mentions that he was orphaned, and it's just like a throwaway comment. Something he says that you go, oh, and it gives you like a thought into how invested he is. But maybe if they played on that more.
Well, I thought they did his story very well, because there are little bits of his character that pop out throughout it. You know, in the first scene, it's Thanksgiving at the start of the film, and in the first scene you see him, he's flirting with the waitress in a diner on his own on Thanksgiving. So instantly you know, okay, so he's a single guy with no girlfriend and no thingy, and he's on his own at Thanksgiving. The next thing, he's the detective on the phone. So you know enough instantly. You don't need a backstory to him. And they just bring out little bits of it throughout the film. Like you said, he mentions he's orphaned.
It's kind of thing that by the end of it, of course you feel for Hugh Jackman. But his character, he's done. But I mean, the stuff that he goes through is like 10 times worse than what Jake Gyllenhaal goes through. Yeah. And I think you may feel, I don't know, like more invested in Jake Gyllenhaal's character. I can't call him Loki because that was one bit that took me out of it. I don't know whether they did.
It's not Loki, was it? It was Logan or something.
No, it was Loki.
Was it Loki?
Loki's called Detective Loki.
Detective Loki.
And I could only think of Loki. Avengers. Yeah.
I thought I was mishearing it all, fine.
Which is why the first thing I said when we got out of the cinema was, so would anyone want to see Thor?
Yeah, that's
right. Because it's just playing on my Thor. So, you feel more invested in the character, but it gives you that thing, like, he's won all of his cases. Not won all of his cases, he's solved all of his cases so far.
But he didn't walk in and go, it's okay, ma'am, I've solved all of my cases. The woman said... The other detective
really reserved. I like bits like that where
the other detective said, you've solved every case you've ever been on, and he just doesn't answer the question. Mm-hmm. That was what was better.
Well, there's one bit where he's talking to Maria Bello, who's Hugh Jackman's wife. And she's basically crying, sobbing her heart out on the sofa, and it just cuts to Jake Gyllenhaal just not knowing what to do. And there's like little bits like that that made me like the character. And like,
that's because you empathised.
Yeah.
What would I do?
I'm not good in social situations.
I'd blink that much as well.
I can't go into the super blink though.
I liked it. I liked the blink.
Well, it wasn't
blink was
like like a half baked thing. Like every time kids were mentioned, you just had a super blink.
Gyllenhaal was invested in the blink there. He blinked all the time. On purpose.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
We think. I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe if you didn't, I'm really sorry, Jake.
Really sorry, Jake, but you need to see.
Well, no, because I was actually trying to think of when I watched Prince of Persia. I would have thought I'd noticed him blinking that much in Prince of Persia.
Yes. No, I think it was a character thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a character thing. Absolutely amazing.
It's good, yeah.
It's a tiny little aspect.
Is Prisoners a book?
No.
It's just a film.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I think that's another reason why I liked it.
Yeah,
it was. It's an original. Yeah. It's an original film. Oh, that, and I still want to see Rush. Mm. Apparently it's very good.
I haven't seen it, but
I don't know whether I'll be invested in it because I'm not a big racing fan, but maybe you don't need to be. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that one next.
Yay!
But now I'm starting to think about it because I've not been able to think about it much. And
the one we haven't touched on and we couldn't touch on him without spoilers is Paul Dano. I didn't know what to think about most of his part in the film. I wasn't sure.
No, he didn't know.
No, he knew.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he said, like, his mum, sorry, his aunt at the end, says he didn't know anything about it. He just, that's it. He just, the kids wanted a ride.
Yeah.
So he took him for a ride.
Yeah.
And it was her idea to
keep them.
Yeah.
But he knew, because he tells Hugh Jackman, they didn't cry until I left them.
But did he say that?
Yeah. He said, but the way that's done...
The way it's done made me actually go, did he say it?
The way that, when Paul Dano gets arrested under suspicion of kidnapping the kids, then they've got nothing to
really
charge
him.
Yeah. Paul Dano's got the mind of a 10-year-old. He can't process what he's doing. So they have to let him go because they've got nothing to hold him in. So the scene in which they let him go, Hugh Jackman turns up at the prison while he's being taken out, all the press is surrounding him. He grabs Paul Dano and threatens him by the car. And Paul Dano just says, they only cried when I left them. Or they didn't cry until I left
them. They didn't cry until I left them, yeah.
And no one else hears it at all. And
that's kind of suspension of disbelief.
The auntie might have done. But the way
well, because there's cameras and stuff. Right, well, I don't know why they just didn't ask the press.
Yeah, well...
So excuse me, could you just because if they had that, maybe that was in the
maybe
that's the 3 hour
yeah,
half
maybe that's
hour
3 hours of worth
possibly
of press
possibly.
Intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that's done, you genuinely start to believe that maybe Paul Dano didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's in Hugh Jackman's head.
Yeah,
and because they bring in the second suspect sort of halfway through the film, maybe even in the final quarter, and at this point Paul Dano has been through a lot. We'll get into that, and you start to worry then. And you start to think, oh my God, is Paul Dano innocent? And he was, really. At the end
and
of
he
it.
Got,
yeah. He gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. But it's a nice contrast, I think, because it shows you what could be happening to Hugh Jackman's little girl. It shows, like, he's kidnapped someone.
Yeah, yeah, this is what he's doing.
Because his daughter's been kidnapped, and it's a nice contrast.
Yeah, definitely.
And Paul Dano's character gets locked in the bath. Is it a bath? Or something?
It's a shower.
It's a shower, and he gets locked in.
Hugh Jackman rigs the water.
With just the little peephole so he can talk to him.
Yeah.
And that is just...
Yeah, he puts him in a box with just a peephole to talk to him, and so a little bit of light gets in the box, and there's a shower head in the box. But it's rigged to only pump in freezing cold or boiling hot water whenever Hugh Jackman pulls either switch. Because he's realised if he keeps punching him in the face, then he's going to die.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know...
The more it goes on, the more that Hugh Jackman kind of hates what he's doing.
At the start,
he's ridiculously angry at him. Yeah. And then it's just...
He's by the end of it,
depressed.
He's asking, why are you making me do this?
Yeah. Yeah. And that is...
Some of the better stuff.
Like, it's a story arc that I never thought it'd go. character arc, yeah.
It's not Terrence. Why do I keep saying Terrence?
It is Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard, yeah.
I'm kind of upset with how he's used.
Why?
Because they don't... Do you give him anything?
He's supposed to.
I think he's supposed to be the voice of reason for Hugh Jackman's insanity. But he just doesn't do anything.
I think he's just meant to be a loss.
I think he's wasted a little bit.
He's a guy with principles. So when it gets
there's a conflict there. That doesn't get used.
Yeah,
it's because it's established very early on, I think, very well, as we mentioned before, that their friendship's quite close.
Well, I think it's established more that they are friends through their wives, personally. I think that's the way it comes across, and I think it's shown that Hugh Jackman opens the film and he's teaching this kid how to shoot a deer. And then the first time
I may have missed that scene.
It's the opening,
right, well, okay, yeah. What happened was, I sat down in the chair, and I leaned back, and my phone fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, see,
just as the lights went down.
Yeah.
And so I kind of missed the beginning a little bit, searching for my phone. But I got the
rest of it.
Did he say the Lord's Prayer and then shoot a deer?
He said the Lord's Prayer for his kid. And then his kid shot the deer. He was teaching his kid how to hunt. And then on the drive back, he's explaining to his kid that the one thing Hugh Jackman's dad taught him was to always be prepared for the worst, for anything. That's why in Hugh Jackman's basement, there's all of the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason there's all of the tools is the reason Jake Gyllenhaal gets so suspicious about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that, because it's like he's always prepared, and then he can't handle.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't deal with his daughter growing up. That's very good.
But that's when the also thing was, oh, Hugh Jackman's super prepared. He's a big, strong, manly man. He's a man's mm-hmm. man. He can do anything. Terrence Howard plays the trumpet not very well. You know, and he's going to play the national anthem for Hugh Jackman not very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. He's a bit, he's a softie. He's not he doesn't want to go and be
but there's never
in the bathroom. Yeah.
There's never well, they find Terrence Howard's daughter
yeah.
before Hugh Jackman's.
Yeah.
But I think there's something lost there. That okay. You see, like, Maria Bello crying, not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
And Hugh Jackman's going crazy, and you never see their family. And I know it's...
Do you think in the hour cut, do you think we lost some of that?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But it just felt like an afterthought. I know there's a lot of stuff to take in anyway. There's a lot of things to do. But it's just that Terrence Howard, because in a lot of it he's kind of stays positive. He always kind of keeps...
Terrence Howard thinks that the police will find his daughter.
Yeah.
That his daughter will be fine.
But
Jackman has a more realistic approach and says it's been 5 days. If they're in a place where they're getting no food or drink, then they're close to death.
But Terrence Howard's always the strong one. I think, in it, he's the only one that doesn't really have the moment where you see the toll it's taking on him.
Oh no, he does, because he spills it to his wife. That's not the toll that his daughter being taken is taken on him,
mm-hmm.
But the toll that kidnapping this guy. Because he gets in one night and his wife goes, "Where have you been?"
Yeah,
and instead of coming up with an excuse, he just sort of wanders slightly over to the staircase and sits down with his head in his hands, and that's too much for him. That was the level for him.
Oh, okay.
Hugh Jackman's level was much. Hugh Jackman lost it when his kid went, but Terrence Howard was holding it together
mm-hmm.
until they ended up kidnapping a guy. But Hugh Jackman's gone by then.
Fair enough.
Anything to him now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's when he lost his faith there at that point. And
yeah.
Then he goes in and he's about to pull apart the contraption that he's stuck in, and then the wife says, "Don't." The wife says, "Keep torturing the guy."
Mm. Well, it's either we'll let him. We won't stop him.
We won't stop Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
But we don't have a part in it then. Mm. So he does his best to turn a blind eye, and I think in a way maybe that is the end of his character arc.
Possibly.
What more is there to do there? So he isn't in it for much after that. The next bit, he's in it. They found all the clothes and he's trying to identify some. The next bit, he's in it. They're in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
There's his kid. His kid's back and they're happy. I guess that's his character then.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Switching gears. The very end as well, I think, is very well done.
I checked my watch to see how long was left.
You were an hour behind.
Yeah, but I was only on the minute hands.
No, not the very end where they find Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
the before that in the hospital. And it's they're thanking Jake Gyllenhaal for finding the kids. And But no one's not bothered. there's less emphasis on Hugh Jackman. Like, they're more relieved that the daughter's safe, and no one around's kind of still worried about Hugh Jackman, really. Not worried, but there's not as much on him. No one's going, you've got to find my husband. And I think that shows their relationship throughout the film, and I really liked that, how it's so strange how, because Hugh Jackman's done all of this stuff, that no one kind of wants to...
I don't think it's a case that no one wants to go out with. I think it's a case that no one has any reason to suspect Hugh Jackman has gone missing through, what would it be? Involuntarily.
Well, the last scene that they see him in is in the hospital when he's running away.
He runs away.
Yeah.
So I think as far as anyone's concerned, he's feeling guilty of the guy locked in the shower, so he's bailed. As far as people are concerned, Hugh Jackman isn't missing. Hugh Jackman's ran away.
Yeah.
So people aren't.
But then you know. It wasn't him.
Yeah, we know it wasn't him. Yeah, we know it's not his fault. But the characters in the film don't. The characters in the film know Hugh Jackman's been torturing a guy in a shower trying to find his daughter.
Well, they say that as well.
Is he going to go to jail?
Is he going to go to jail? Yeah, probably.
And Jake Gyllenhaal just said probably. Yeah. With a sad face on.
Mm.
Okay.
And that's done very well.
I'm glad that the film ended when it did, because I was worried they'd drag it out. Spoilers and all that bollocks.
Oh, we're deep in.
Hugh Jackman's like in a pit in a back garden somewhere with a car and a piece of board parked on top of it.
Why didn't they remove the car?
Because the car looks shit. The car does not look like it can move. I'm okay with no one
moving. Well, I like the tiny. Oh, there's a tiny little bit earlier on where Jake Gyllenhaal first goes to the house.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the car.
Yeah.
And she says, "Do you want to buy it? It was my husband's."
Oh, isn't that Hugh? Isn't that Hugh Jackman? It might. I don't know. It's either.
It might have been.
I think that could have been Hugh Jackman. That one.
No, it wasn't, because Jake Gyllenhaal goes to the house first.
Does he?
To interview the aunt. And I think Paul Dano as well.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
That's like maybe half an hour in, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's leading up for 2 hours later.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's leading up to the car being so important, and it's very subtle, and I liked it.
I liked that, yeah.
Right, so more spoilers then. Do we have anything else that we liked?
Oh, yeah, loads.
I'm liking it much more now that we're talking about it, I have to admit. I like the film, but as I said, I mean, I think it had much more of an effect on me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because you're an orphaned child.
Maybe I was an orphaned child. I have no idea why that film...
When I was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog. Yeah, I have no idea why that film got really under my skin, but it did. And when I left,
I think some of the creepier scenes, like the snakes bit, just, stuff like that. That
just
stuff
unsettling, and there wasn't like I didn't know what to expect from Jake Gyllenhaal. Wanted him to succeed from the start. Really like Hugh Jackman. Wanted him to go from the start. I think because a lot of it they're at loggerheads throughout the film. There was just never a point in 2.5 hours. In which I sort of looked around in the cinema and thought, oh, I'm watching the film. Yeah, this is a movie that people have made.
Well, the only time I looked around was when the woman slightly next to me kept putting her hand up to her mouth because she was so shocked by what was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like the British audiences don't do that.
No, we...
In America you get people, like, clapping.
Clap at the end,
clap at the end of the cinema.
Someone else had clapped, I'd have joined in. I'm British, so I'm starting.
Yeah.
But if there was an American in that audience who just decided to clap, I'd have joined in.
Yeah. Abducted kids, woo!
Yeah, woo! Found them at the end, it's fine.
Yeah, but no one does anything.
I don't know why that it did that. But there wasn't a moment in that 2.5 hours where I thought I was watching a film. I was in it, you know,
and it's
been such a long time since the film has been that good, which is why I like it especially.
That's the point. I mean, it's possibly the best film of the year.
The day after, I was still thinking about that film. That was it.
Yeah.
We went and did the pub quiz, and even at that point, I hadn't really digested it. So I spent last night just digesting it, and the more I think about it, just the better it was. You have to be in the mood, and you have to like films like it to enjoy it.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
It's not a film for everyone. I'll say that.
If Avengers is your favourite film, Prisoners won't be. But if generally you're into films, then you'll enjoy it. If Shawshank Redemption's in your top few, this is a film for you.
Well, I'm just trying to think of top films. I think it's a good film all round. It's fantastic storytelling.
I don't know why it isn't doing... Well, not that it isn't doing better, but that doesn't have the publicity.
It's not grown-ups. Because people are stupid.
Because where's David Spade? Where's Shaw?
Nobody's ever asked that question.
I asked once, but that was only because I was scared.
Oh my God, where's David Spade?
It's okay, Joe. I'm here behind the bar doing my part-time
Well, I've only seen trailers for it when I've seen the films. But I've seen, like, on buses and stuff like that. I've seen posters for it.
I'd read a review. I hadn't seen a trailer.
I think Russia's got much more publicity. I don't know why.
Because
it's a Ron Howard film? Because I can't remember the guy's name directs this, and really wish I'd IMDb at the moment. But he's a lesser known director. Whereas Russia's got a Ron Howard film.
Yeah, but...
Plastered all over it.
To be fair, whether he's a lesser-known director or not,
got star power.
Judging on this, he won't be a lesser-known director.
For very long, no. I think he's French, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'd
give him a film.
A lot of it's grey.
You reckon?
It's very grey.
Oh, that in the review I read, that was a criticism of it. They didn't like the set design. I loved the set design. I think it was grey. It was grey on purpose, obviously. The film's called Prisoners.
Yeah, it's very grey. It's very rainy.
Don't complain that the set is grey when the film is called Prisoners and it's about people being trapped and one of them's a cop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's dingy. Gross, but that's the content.
It starts out very white.
Mm.
And... Oh.
It gets down. By the end, it's night.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Symbolism. Not symbolism.
Yeah. And then the drive, when he's speeding through the streets and it's pouring down with rain, he's got blood in his eyes and the kids on the backseat speeding around. Yeah, obviously. Get a new director, Neil.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn you. Subliminal messaging.
The criticisms of it being a bit bland and a bit
bland.
Criticisms of the image miss the point of the film. It's supposed to look like that. Why it looks like that.
Yeah. Is it just kind of looking around for stuff? I'm trying to think of a film that it kind of relates to, but the only one that I can think of. I was going to say something like Zodiac, but then another Jake Gyllenhaal film.
Yeah.
But that's probably why I've thought of that. Because that's very grey as well.
What's the horror movie with Halle Berry in?
Oh, Gothica.
Gothica. It reminds me a bit of that. I hope that's not an insult to the people who made the film.
Which Gothica role?
Yeah. It comes across a little bit like that for me.
I'm going to go back to Steven Soderbergh. I know we've already done a podcast on that, but...
Did we? Like, he was drunk.
I'm trying to forget about that. And it's like Contagion. It's like everything felt kind of real time.
Yeah.
Like there were cutaways and there was dialogue that didn't necessarily...
I spent a long time... Again, I shouldn't read a review or do anything before I go and see a film.
Mm-hmm.
But because I knew that an hour's worth of footage had been cut, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what every conversation meant. Because I knew every scene in the film had been left in for a reason.
Yeah.
So every time there was a bit of a conversation that seemed a bit inane or seemed like it was going nowhere, I was trying to find the reason for it to be in the film. Which is why when the kids are singing Jingle Bells at the start of the film and that's doing my head in,
Means something when they're wrong. Yeah.
The reason when Paul Dano's strangling a dog, walking it down the street, singing Jingle Bells.
That's a really creepy scene.
And he's just walking along the thing, and then Hugh Jackman goes, "Would you hear that song?" Mm. So, and he just freezes, and he freezes because as we know from later on, that he doesn't know. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know why he knows that song. That's just in his head.
Mm.
So that's why he's singing it. And it's just so creepy. But there is every bit.
Why does he strangle the dog?
Because he's not okay. that is the reason he strangles that dog. Because he's got the mind of a 10-year-old and the dog's probably pissed him off a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's to try and... It's to try and make you realise that he isn't all there. Probably to put a lot of suspicion on the fact he's a psychopath, but really the reason he's done it, because he was a kidnap victim himself. The woman is the one kidnapping people, and he was just a kidnap aunt, and he was just a kidnap victim who didn't get killed.
Was one bit I didn't quite understand. Did her husband die recently?
No, her husband died a while ago. That's why there hadn't been many kidnappings.
That's what it was. She said something like, "Oh, it was difficult just doing this on my own."
It's been difficult doing it on my own. I've had to slow down since my husband passed away. Southern accent. Yeah,
and that kind of confused me a little bit. Well, that's the point. You had as well that the creepy guy from Batman.
Yeah,
as you will forever be known.
Forever be known.
He was a kidnap victim as well, I think.
He was a kidnap victim of those two.
Of those two.
Who wasn't killed. And who... There is a book written about him.
The Invisible Killer.
And because that happened to him and he's read the book, he's fantasised about it. And to the point where it's become a real thing. So when he confesses to killing the children, he genuinely believes he's killed the children.
Yeah.
He isn't wasting time in his head. That's something he thinks he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had nothing to do with it.
Well, that confuses me, because why are Paul Dano and this guy special? Why did they get let go?
I think they're not so much... Oh, no, because... Unless... Got it. No, I've just realised that it's just clicked into place. Because... If you finish all the puzzles,
but they say in the book, the last puzzle is unsolvable.
Well, that's the book.
I'm actually not sure whether this guy was a kidnap victim or not. I know Paul Dano was.
Do you not reckon? I think.
But maybe he was just a copycat and he was just kind of a bit mental.
But he'd been buying children's clothes for ages.
I see. This is kind of what's confusing. Yeah. It doesn't kind of make sense in my head that he got let go, whereas Paul Dano got kept still. That's a weird point. Is he still kind of a kidnapped? Is he still being kidnapped?
The reason he's still there is because he's not okay. The reason he's still there is because, like, he didn't get the mind of a 10-year-old from being kidnapped. That's a disability he's got.
From
just being that way. So
are you sure?
Yeah, I think...
So it's not trauma?
No, I think it's just the way he is. That's what I've made from it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it is trauma.
No, not that. This is... Yeah, but you don't know which...
No. That's part of the reason it feels good.
Yeah. It's...
They don't explain it all. But if you want everything explained,
they don't need
not
to.
A film for you.
They don't need to. I mean, that's the exact point in the last scene.
Mm.
Where Jake Gyllenhaal can hear the whistle.
You can hear that whistle.
And it just ends.
Yeah.
And it just, I loved that.
Glad that he didn't actually go out and dig Hugh Jackman up. I couldn't have done with that scene. And I hope that's not the hour that's been cut. I hope there's not an hour at the end where they go, "Oh, no, it's the trial of Hugh Jackman." I hope it's always ended in that way.
I think it was, because that feels...
Right.
Well, it's a point that's led up, it's built up throughout the film, that this whistle... Was there? It's even built up in the last 15 minutes. Oh no, we just got her a new whistle. Yeah.
The kid lost the whistle, so the two kids go back to the house to find the whistle. And when they never come back.
Yeah, and she was adamant that before they got kidnapped, she found the whistle.
And at the end, Hugh Jackman's down in the pit that they were kept in. and there's a whistle down there,
yeah.
and he's using the whistle to try and signal Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
that was it.
But it's like everyone's packing up for the
everyone packed up. They've gone home.
Well, it was the thing that when because you when Hugh Jackman does first get dropped in there,
yeah,
you see the whistle.
Yeah.
As you go, they say, oh, I know how this is going to end.
Well, no, I didn't know how it was going to end.
And then, yet still, when they're searching everywhere, and they still can't find him, and they're going home, so, and they're still going, no, just...
Yeah, oh my God.
No, Hugh Jackman's
under there.
Yeah, and it still makes me invested in the film, and I think that's such a good way that I know exactly what's going to happen. Well, I think I know what's going to happen. And yet still, the storyline is that good that I'm doubting what I know.
For that stage, it could have ended in two ways, and it could have ended the way it did, in which there's the whistle there, and Jake Gyllenhaal's not sure if he heard it, and then you sort of get the feeling, he spins around right at the end, and you get the feeling he's sure he heard it that time, and then the film ends.
And the film ends.
Or, he could have stood there and waited. And then as the camera looks across the car and the bit where Hugh Jackman's under, he just walks away. And it could have ended either way, and it's going to end in either they get Hugh Jackman out, or Hugh Jackman stays there and dies. And if they'd have ended it the second way, I think I'd have just quit my job, and I'd have worked on a boat, I'd have moved to sea, I wouldn't have been able to cope with anything anymore. That would have been my life.
It was so close to ringing up work.
So we got out and I just didn't know what was going on. My watch wasn't set at the time anymore. And I just couldn't handle it. And I couldn't get a handle on it. And couldn't get a handle on the film for 2 days. And if it had ended that way, I'd probably hung
myself. Oh, I'd have...
I'd have been it.
Do you reckon they tried? They pitched the idea that Hugh Jackman dies in the end of the show. You've kind of used up all of your passes for depressing things that can happen in a film.
Give us some hope.
Give us hope. We found Hugh Jackman. You're under arrest.
Yeah.
There's not much hope.
Don't tell us that.
Tiny little bit
of hope. Alive. Yeah. There is an ending somewhere where Hugh Jackman doesn't get saved. There's like four or five endings to every film, and I'm convinced there's an ending where Jake Gyllenhaal just leaves, and the last thing we see is just the piece of wood over the well in which Hugh Jackman is dead in.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says as well, if you make a tourniquet for that wound, you might last 24 hours. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm honestly trying to go another way. Does it? Whereas he goes off camera, then the whistle's being heard.
Oh, no, that'd wreck me. No, yeah. That's worse.
And then it just holds on it for like 3 or 4 seconds.
And you hear
that. And it either ends or Jake Gyllenhaal is like, oh, that Jake Gyllenhaal half comes back into frame and it goes.
Oh, it'd be worse if he shrugged it off.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, if he thought he'd heard something and then just shrugged it off.
It'd have been worse if he had his iPod in.
Huey Lewis.
I love this new Miley Cyrus song.
Gonna fit it into every podcast.
Miley
in everything, yeah.
Okay, so I think we're done for Prisoners.
To be fair, I think we could go all night.
We should
finish it, yeah.
But we should probably finish because...
Yeah, because you got shit to do. Yeah,
you got shit to do, man. So thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Cheers.
Where can we find anything that you're doing now, Joe?
It's nothing online yet.
There's nothing online yet?
That's 2 weeks.
Have you got Spotify or something?
There might be some old stuff on Spotify, but nothing.
Well, just okay. Let's just open a browser now. Your browser of choice.
Chrome or nothing. I downloaded Oprah the other week.
Oprah.
It's a big black woman on the screen.
And you get a free browser. I was just going to say, it's so called opera. It's definitely called opera.
I don't know why I even said opera. Oh, Winfrey.
I've always got Oprah on my mind.
You are always Oprah.
Yeah, <I'm>, I just can't do that.
Open your Winfrey.
Open your Oprah Winfrey browser of choice. Cities to satellites, and yeah. There should be some music eventually.
There's like a website, but it isn't. It's that all the links are dead, and there's a Facebook, but that says we don't exist because. We don't yet. There's stuff.
You can hype. Just get a date and we can hype the date.
Yeah.
And you can hashtag things.
2nd of November, that's a date.
Boom, 2nd of November.
The 1st of November. Don't get that wrong.
We'll set up a day late.
Yeah, that's a gig. Don't get that wrong.
I thought it was tonight. And yeah, I'm still doing a horror movie month. That'll be the entire month.
Shockers. Shock, shock, horror.
And you can view my weird ramblings on Twitter, which I'm going to plug again. Yes.
We'll favourite it through the Invis Strange Room.
Favourite. Oh yeah, we'll do all of that. Yeah. And send us emails, send us tweets. Do what you like.
Probably list what they all are.
I did at the beginning, but I'll do it again. Just for people like you.
People like me don't press rewind.
we're at Incredistranger, capital I, capital S, I think, and incrediblestrangers@live.com, I want to say. If not, then some very strange person's going to be getting a lot of emails. By a lot of emails, I mean no emails.
I'm emailing it all the time.
Oh, that's you.
It's all pictures of my dick from different angles.
And on that note...
Yeah, it's 2.5 beers and then I talk dicks.
Yeah, you always talk dicks. And thanks very much. Goodbye. The funniest bit in Hostel. The guy, the guy's got this bald guy gone.
Fit.
Yeah, and he's tied to the chair and everything like that. Fitter. And he's this guy's gonna talk to him, and he can't decide what weapons to use.
Oh, that's not like those bits, yeah.
And he's got a gun, and then he puts the gun down and like does all the stuff, and then just gets a chainsaw.
Oh yeah,
just from nowhere. Just has a chainsaw. No. The guy starts like vomiting on this ball guy, so he takes the ball guy off, throws it on the floor, picks the chainsaw up. And slips on the ball gag.
Oh no!
I laughed my ass off.
Does he kill himself? Or
yeah, you know, he chops his leg off with the chainsaw. It doesn't make sense. I just looked at it and went, how did he get out of this situation? How could he possibly.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That is really, really good.